It's Monday, the 16th of May, 8 a.m. It's a grey morning, but looking straight up, there are some little blue patches in the clouds. Those clouds above me look as if they're frozen in the sky, there's just hardly a movement. And down here, at ground level, it's very still and calm. And I was going to add quiet, but not. Still, life must go on. Acoustics in the sky very good this morning, you can hear that echo reverbing throughout the skies for miles and miles and miles and miles, and bloody annoying miles, but there you go. So slept pretty much okay last night, just a few times had to waken up, discomfort. Nature calls, and also my ear has been acting up for a long while now, again. Well, seems to be that most of the issues I have ever had, and there's been a long issues over the years, and thank the Lord that many of those have cleared up, have all been night issues. In other words, what's the word I'm looking for? MIA. A singing in action during the day and then manifesting ourselves at night. Maybe I'll talk about all those one day. But anyway, so I hadn't too bad a sleep, but I was really tired. Friday, 4:30 a.m. rise for a car boot. Morning, Mrs. Blackbird, how are you? Yeah, I have to have a word with you and Mr. later on. My newly cleaned and freshly sanded monobox, this is doing it again. They've been making a complete and utter fool out of me by digging the borders out onto the blocks to see if they could find any goodies. I think they've got chicks. I'm pretty sure they have got chicks, actually. And I'm pretty sure they're also nesting in the ivy on the fence. But anyway, it's difficult to see because there's big rhododendrons and hawthorn in front, but there's a lot of fluttering going on in there, and I think that's about it. Anyway, so yeah, Saturday morning, 4:30 a.m. rise again, long eye Sunday morning. Just felt, I'll be perfectly honest here, just felt shattered yesterday, and I was in a kind of belligerent mood. Actually, I was between moods because I spent the afternoon planting those new plants I had. I had to go into the herb garden and two or three into the main border. Just little plants, young ones, but filling up gaps. So there I was in the garden. Oh, there's a young. Is that a young dunnock? Or a young robin? Difficult to tell because the young robins don't have their red breast for a long while. Yeah, it could be a young robin. Anyway, it's already foraging for itself. It's already gone through the borders. Lovely to see. So there I was in the back garden with the sun shining down, beautiful day, and I was feeling great, and no, a phase I'm going through at the moment anyway, no earbuds at all, no music in my ears, no audio in my ears, nothing, just listening to, well, not really listening, because you're not acutely listening as you would if you had earbuds in you, But allowing my mind just to hear what was going on round about me. And so I was in a good mood doing that. I was relaxed, calm, enjoying what I was doing. But at the same time, a couple of issues in my life, not personal issues, other issues, were eating away at me and getting me a bit wound up. There I was trying to battle with myself. Stay calm, enjoy what you're doing. And in the main, that worked, but then, yes, well, I know. Demons. So, all my back issues have all gone. That's my inflamed ligaments. Still got wee slight aches from all that humping over two car boots, but that's okay, I know that'll clear. As long as the ligaments have cleared, that's the main thing. And in general, feeling good, physical health. If I have to say my mental well-being, I can never say that. I don't even know if I'm trying anymore. This morning would be about a 6. 6. Simply because of yesterday, playing in my mind this morning and feeling guilty about allowing it to eat away at me. Almost ended up in an argument with my wife last evening as we travelled home from evening mass and shots. Fortunately, it was just at the end of the journey home and not the start of the journey home. But I was just, I think I was a wee bit niggly towards her, and so, but we were fine after that. That's where the guilt came in, because I know myself it was because this has been worked up about a couple of things. Yes, things can eat away at you, you know. Other than that, life's okay, but there you go, see that conjunction again. You know, that downbeat, if you want musical terms, downbeat conjunction. Things are fine, but the other conjunction is much, much more positive and upbeat. Is things are fine, and you see that? You see what I did there? Yeah, but and. I like ants. Unfortunately, there's a lot of buts in life. For such a little word. So, in general, physically, good, mentally, above average, about all I can say. Put the two together, and where am I? Wishing that my mental well-being was as good as my physical well-being. I have to do a bit of swap-a-rama. No, what I have to try and do is whatever I'm doing that's on my physical side of life, I need to try and apply it to my mental side. So I have to sit down and have a wee talk with myself. Maybe that's not such a good idea. That would be funny. Be sat across a table from ourselves. Had a conversation. Oh, that's a strange sound. Nothing. Very strange sound. not barking dogs around here. It sounds like a hound. Still, sure the neighbours away over there will be very pleased to have that dog barking over the fence at their back door. See? You see how things play in my mind instead of ignoring that completely. But then it is a big issue for me. I hate barking dogs. And my dear friend Adrian, brothers in arms with barking dogs. Right, some tea for the border. Some tannin. Oh my. Let's hope that I'm not crowing. I know that was cheap. Crowing like I am just now for the rest of the week. Let's hope that it's full of ants. Ants. I'm going to try and think that. How can I apply ants to my life to make me feel better? To make me be better in my mind. Right, Mrs. Blackbird. So you've come back for another dig round the borders. Spent half my time yesterday brushing them back into place. Oh, things are on the go this morning. Right.